The court's 7-1 ruling in the case challenging the admissions policy at the University of Texas in Austin was a narrow one. It did not overturn a lower court's ruling that found a white student, Abigail Fisher, was not unfairly turned down for admission on the basis of her race. According to Sherilyn Eiffel of the National NAACP's Legal Defense Fund, the ruling does not change the current standard that allows the use of race as one of many factors in admissions decisions, as long as race-neutral policies don't guarantee a diverse student body.
I think it's more sharpening the review that courts have to engage in when universities come forward with their plans. And, of course, the collateral consequence of that will be that universities will need to make a sharper presentation to the courts, who will be looking much more closely.
In fact, the ruling sent the Texas case back to the lower court to look more carefully at how the university actually considers race. The vice provost of enrollment management at the University of Wisconsin, Joanne Berg, says the UW will be looking closely at its holistic approach to granting admission that does give some consideration to race.
We keep saying that race and ethnicity is going to help us in the classroom. Diversity is good for education, and we have to really measure that and think about what does that really mean. I mean, it might sound good, but we really need to understand more about why it's important.
The Wisconsin system has not been challenged in court, but conservative groups have called on the university to eliminate the consideration of a student's race altogether. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.